You are sleeping off your demons. When I come home, spittle bubbling at your lip, fine white foam. I am young and I am good. It's a hot Southern California day. If I wake you up, there will be hell to pay. And alone in my room, I am the last of a lost civilization. And I vanish into the dark and rise above my station. Rise, rise above my station. It's the one thing that I couldn't live without. And so I think about that, and then I sort of black out. Held under these smothering waves by your strong and thick-veined hand. But one of these days,
get some lyrics from over at the piano. I'll meet you back here.
Was that weird?
No, it was good.
Yeah, it wasn't my best, but if you're cool with it, it was good. Because I didn't feel like I could get it there on the piano. But then
no,
I,
second
so
good,
I switched. Very
good.
I switched.
Yeah, no, I think that was good call.
Because when we're playing them, when we're getting them right, we just it feels like it doesn't take any time at all. Yeah. Okay.
I love this amp here.
The direct box here is like really cool. So I'll tell you a story. We were in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, recording the album that became Dark In Here. And there had been news of something going on for a while. And the news looked bad. It wasn't terrible yet, but there was weird stuff going on, like people making a run on hand sanitizer, right? Like, you know, we went to buy some stuff at the CVS next to the studio, next to Fame, and they had no more hand sanitizer. They were done. And toilet paper, everybody was making a run on toilet paper. And I remember saying to the band, I'm not real sure we're gonna be touring later this year, fellas. And I had an idea, because I was reading a book, Chronicle of the Last Pagans, that I'd been reading in Memphis the week before. And I was getting ideas, because when you work in the studio with your bros for like 2 weeks, the ideas start to fire. You start to feel like, wow, if I had millions of dollars, you know, it's Fleetwood Mac time. I'd stay in the studio for 6 months and write 3 albums worth of stuff or whatever, you know. And so I had the idea for a song called Alan Raid that we played last time here. And by the time, you know, by the time we finished the session, I no longer felt safe flying home. I was like, no, I'm going to ride home with Matt. I don't want to get on the airplane. So we rode home, and I had already written one lyric, so I just kept going. And 10 days later, the world was a substantially different place than it had seemed like before, and I wrote this, and it's called Exegetic Chains.